them wherever the larger world wanted them to go. Meanwhile, the Imperial Opera House stood there in St. Basil's Square like a great white wedding cake waiting to be eaten, and the Petropolitans needed to be entertained from time to time. Asmatov did his best with a very limited pool of local talent among singers, musicians, and performers at his disposal, but they were not a great success. He made some money by hiring out the theatre to political rallies and meetings of one kind or another. One by one he had to dismiss his faithful staff, so that by the beginning of November of that year he was left only with his faithful Matryona, who ran the ticket office, and old Sivorin, keeper of the stage door and general factotum. Asmatov was a smallish, stout, bald man with no obviously remarkable outward qualities. He dressed neatly, he kept his moustache in order, he was scrupulously punctual and polite. He was, above all, a man who believed in preserving his self-respect, even, and indeed especially, in these times of uncertainty. Every morning, having breakfasted with his wife and daughter in their apartment opposite the opera house, he would take himself across the square to his office in the theatre. The citizens of Petropol, seeing his neat, round figure in its black swallow-tailed coat as he strutted across St. Basil's Square,